Madeline stopped, frozen in place by his closeness. She wanted to leave, escape her predicament, yet the way he stared into her eyes fixed her to that spot. He made a step forward and she recoiled back. He made another and another until Madeline felt her retreat blocked by the wall. She wanted to protest his advances, but her voice barely registered above a whisper. Then, as swift as the ambush of the leopard, he pounced. His lips met hers with conviction. Madeline's guards shattered like a mirror in that moment. This man, who had tried to deny her, was no longer giving her the choice. Her decisions were his to command now. After their lips parted, what would he then do? Why is this so difficult? I've been at this for hours now and I just cannot get past this part. In all of my romance books and reference material, these moments seem to happen so easily. The writers are so good at developing these scenes. Why can't I do it? Come in. Oh, hey. What you want? You were just coming to check on me? Oh, that's really sweet, but I'm fine, really. I sounded upset? No, I'm not upset. More frustrated, is all. Why? Well, okay, promise not to tell anyone, because if you do, I swear I'll do something that you won't like that much. Yeah, I know, I'm terrible at making threats. Just promise me, okay? Thank you. So, you know how my dream is to become a professional writer, right? Basically, I do these creative writing projects to try and advance my skills, but this one is really stumping me. Sure, take a seat and have a read of the scene so far. Am I trying to write a porn scene? No, it's meant to be a romance scene. You know, drama, tension, passion. But I'm struggling to get to this passion part. Tell you about the characters? Why? Oh, maybe. We can try that. It might spark some motivation for their actions. So the female lead is from nobility, while the male lead is the son of one of the household serving staff, but he has worked his way up into the high classes of society. Her upbringing forbade her from ever mingling or pursuing a man that came from his background, regardless of his current standing. But they have a deep-rooted connection to each other from back when they were kids. A childhood friendship that was ended abruptly, but suddenly thrust back into the fore with extra romantic energy. To add to the drama, the event where the scene is taking place is supposed to be an engagement ball, where a marriage is to be arranged for her. It's in this moment where I'm stuck. They're alone together, away from the ball. She needs to confront him, tell him that they cannot pursue what they both want. Now he's advanced on her, and she finds herself torn between what her head's telling her she can't do, but what her heart tells her she must. So, what do you think? You haven't said anything. You want to play it out? Do you really think that could work? Oh, come off it. You are not an actor. You were only in the drama society for 1 year, and that was only because you had the hots for the blonde girl in your bio class. What was her name again? Emily, that's right. I knew you'd remember. She transferred to a different UNI at the end of the year, and you dropped out immediately afterwards. You really liked her too, didn't you? And you never even got her number. Just too scared to make the move. No. Please don't leave. I'm sorry, okay? I could really do with your help. Sure. At this point, I just want to get past these mental blockades, so let's try it. Let me grab the paper so I can direct you. Okay, so our faces come close together, and then you need to step toward me until I'm against the wall. There. Now, your character is supposed to kiss mine on the lips with conviction. But obviously we're only acting it out. We don't have to actually... Wait, we can't do this. My neck. No, it feels good. Really good. But we don't have to actually. Play the part. Okay. My darling, I cannot contain my desires anymore. Seeing you again after all these years has rekindled a fire within me. I desire you, so please, kiss me again. All those potential suitors my mother has lined up in the ballroom, you know she handpicked each one of them so that they could court me. But I want none of them. I only want you. What do I want to happen now? Well, I think that he would reciprocate, so if you say something like, I can no longer restrain my emotions, I must have you now. Yeah, very good. Perhaps there is an actor in there after all. I think the next thing he would do would be to undress her, so. Yes, my darling, you may remove my garments. Undo my top. Expose me. Yeah, there you go. Do you like my breasts supported by this pretty pink bra? Yes. Yes, you can kiss him. Peel down the cups so my nipples are on show. Yes. You're being so gentle with your tongue, caressing it around, getting my nipple all perky and hard. Be more forceful. Remember, your character is taking charge. Fuck. There you go. Sucking them harder, grabbing them like unkneaded dough. You're making my mind go numb. I can only think about your touch. Yes. Yes, I want to do more. But before we go any further, let me return the favor and remove your shirt. Ah, look at your chest, all smooth and defined. Feel me pressed up against your skin, my warmth combining with yours. What should we do now? What should they do now? You're right. It is my story. Well, I think next he should start to play with her pussy. Yeah, like that. Please, my darling, trace your fingers along the outside of my walls. Did you hear that? I think someone's coming. No, I know we're alone. I mean in the story. Someone walks by and he would have to keep her quiet while still teasing her pussy. So put your hand over my mouth and we'll continue from that. I'll tap the wall when I want you to remove your hand, okay?
Oh my God, your fingers. Oh, that deep and husky voice. Whispering such obscene things into my ear. Please, stick your fingers inside me.
I think whoever it was has gone. Please desist with your teasing and put a finger inside me. Yes, I need it. I need to feel your fingers inside me. Oh, fuck. Please, please fuck my pussy with your fingers. You spun me around. Yes, I can put my hands against the wall. Oh God, you're just circling your thumb against my clit. Please, please. I'm so wet and desperate for you to take me. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Fuck. Just keep doing that. Yes. I've been aching for this. My body has longed for your touch, and now that I have it,
I never want to lose it. You feel the same? Then let's not waste this precious time we have. Take me right here, right now. That's it. Pull your cock out. Oh, it's not very ladylike to swear. I don't care anymore. I want you to make me feel good. If it means unstilling my foul language, so be it. That's it. Press it at my entrance and tease my cunt with your member. Can you feel how soaked I am for this? Use my wetness to lube your cock. My womb quivers as you run your length against my lips. Enough. Stick it in me now. Insert your cock and take my virginity. What are you waiting for? Yes, she's a virgin. The whole scene is an arranged marriage, so of course I mean, she has never had sex. Now, are you going to deflower this precious pussy or not? Fuck! Be gentle, please. You're really big. Start slowly so I can get used to your size. Yes, God. So tight. It's so intense I can barely think straight. Please, no more words. I just want you to fuck me. This is what I want. Not those suitors downstairs, those pretenders to my heart. It's you. It has always been you. Ever since we were children, you claimed a place in my heart, and now you own it. Don't hold back. I can take it. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Rail me against the wall. Fuck. You're deep. It's like you're rearranging my insides. Keep going. Harder. I fucking love it. Oh, that's it. Take my hands. Restrain them behind my back. That's it. So I can feel your full force pounding me into this wall. Fuck. You like how my tight little cunt grips your shaft. That's it. Faster. Faster. Oh, God. I think I'm... Oh, fuck. Coming. That felt so incredible. My legs are shaking right now. I don't think I could stand if you weren't holding me up. Then I should kneel. Yes, sir. Your cock, it's so beautiful. Standing proud, glistening with all of my juices coating it. Suck it. Yes, sir. Do you like me calling you, sir? Giving you authority over me with your gorgeous cock just inches from my begging tongue? Guide it into my hole so I can give you the pleasure you deserve. Fuck. It feels even bigger in my mouth. A cock slut. Oh, yes, sir. I am a cock slut. I am your cock slut. No longer am I a well-to-do, upper-class lady. Now I am just a common whore. And I want, no, I need this cock. Oh.
I can feel myself getting addicted. Each time I taste your tip, at the back of my throat. I want to try to take all of it. Your whole length right to the base. Can I? Oh, thank you, sir. Did I do it? Hey, I feel so proud, finally able to take that cock I've yearned for. But your balls, sir, they deserve some attention too. Let me get under your cock and suck on them too. That's it. Slap your big dick against my face while I suck your balls. My saliva making that sticky sound as you show me my place under your cock. Yours to use for your pleasure. Jerk off for me as I suck on these nice full balls. I bet you got so much delicious seed in there. I want all of it in me, on me. I don't give a fuck because it's mine now. Oh, sir, you're moaning quite loud. Does it feel good? Let me lick up the underside of your shaft and fuck your cock with my throat again. Do you like this? Me taking your massive cock all the way to the base? That's it. Encourage me down, sir. Make me a high-class whore for your dick. Thank you, sir. It's my honor to have your cock head constricting the back of my throat. Yes, slap my face with it. It twitches when I kiss the tip. Are you close to coming? What if I choke on it? Will that help? God, it makes my pussy quiver hearing you moan like that. Are you ready to burst? Let me tease the tip of with my tongue and I'll stroke the rest of this magnificent shaft. I want to taste it on my tongue. I want to feel its warmth on my cheeks. Do it, sir. Let go. Come for me. Oh my god, that was so much cum. You've painted my entire face like a canvas. You must have been really backed up. Those twitches your cock makes as I clean up your tip are so cute. Your cock is still hard as well. I bet you got another load in those big heavy balls just waiting for me. Yeah? Good. Now get on the bed. I want to feel that dick inside me again. I'm going to ride your cock until you come deep inside my pussy. What? What's the problem? Is this still the scene? Am I still acting? No. Fuck the script. Fuck the acting. This is me talking. This is what I want, and I want you to fuck my pussy. So just lie back and let me guide that stiff member back inside my dripping wet cunt. Fuck. Do you like how I feel? I'm even wetter than the first time. My ass grinding against your hips. That big dick of yours pressing against my walls. I'm still super sensitive as well. Every time you twitch, I feel a jolt of pleasure go up through me. Are you ready for me to go faster, sir? Here we go, then. Oh, fuck. That feels even better. Dropping down onto that massive shaft, feeling it impale my tight pussy. That's it. Use your hands. Grab my hips. Push me down. Make your cock disappear even further inside me. God, I've dreamed about this. Fucking you. Fantasizing about how that dick would fit inside me. I have my dildos, but they don't compare to the real thing. I am so in love with you. Yes, I've wanted you for over a year now. I bet you spend all that time fawning over that drama slut. You ignored what was right in front of you, but now you can't ignore me. No, please don't stop. I want this. I want you. I want that amazing cock of yours. It's all mine now. And you can have my pussy. It's yours. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Pull me close. Yes. Thrust up into my cunt. Take my pussy. Use it. Mold it to your shape. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Can you feel my cunt getting tighter? I think I'm going to come. You're close too? Come inside me then. Breathe this pussy. You want to come in character, huh? Okay then. My darling, let us share in our orgasm and become one. Sow your seed deep inside me and have me bear your child. My mother cannot deny us our relationship if you do. Yes, I've always loved you since we were children. Now come inside me and we can be together. Oh, fuck. You had a huge load built up. I can feel it leaking out of my cunt with each aftershock. Oh, Jesus. I can't believe we finally did that. I have fantasized about what it would be like for you to come inside my pussy for ages. Can I be honest with you about something? Well, the whole reason I started this creative writing thing was because I needed an outlet for my fantasies about you. I would get so worked up from being around you that I started writing stuff just to distract myself. But it didn't really help, did it? Well, I guess it did in a way. What else have I written about you? You want to play those out as well? Oh, you and I are going to have so much fun. But I think we've done enough for tonight. I am absolutely exhausted. Let's just cuddle up on my bed for tonight. No, we can shower in the morning. Then I can tell you about one of my other stories I wrote. You want a teaser? Well, okay. All I'll say is, this time you'll be the one on your knees.